Whoop, whoop. Shall we focus on the Word of God now? I'm going to start with a verse from John chapter 8, verse 12. Listen to me. This is Jesus speaking. These are his words. He said, "Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." That's good news, isn't it? Hallelujah. This statement, this conversation from Jesus was not whispered in private, but it was declared in public, right in the temple during one of the great Jewish festivals. In actual fact, it was one of the greatest Jewish festivals, the Feast of Tabernacle. And part of that festival included lighting great lamps in the temple courts, golden lamps that symbolized the pillar of fire that guided Israel. It showed them the way. And it was in the presence of those flames in the heart of Jerusalem that Jesus stood up and he said, "I am the light of the world." What did he say?
"I am the light of the world."
Hallelujah. This was a divine confrontation. This was Jesus revealing who he really is. So I'm going to walk through this verse with you and let's discover together why Jesus said this. Not just why he said it, but what it means today for us. It started off by saying, "I am." Jesus said, "I am." The first two words are not ordinary, but they are holy and they are loaded and they are eternal. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when Moses asked God his name, God replied, "I am that I am." In the Hebrew, Yahweh, the eternal self-existent one, the unchanging sovereign Lord. So when Jesus says, "I am," he's identifying himself as God Almighty. And this is why the Pharisees raged. This is why they blasphemy. Because Jesus wasn't just claiming to speak for God, but claiming to be God. News for us today, truth hasn't changed. That he's not one way among many. He's not one truth among many options. He's not one light among flickers of other light, but he is I am. Who is he?
I am.
The source, the center, the sustainer of all things. And if he is the I am, then that changes everything for us. And then he says, "I am the light." Light is powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Light is essential, isn't it?
Yeah.
Light is life. Without light, nothing would grow. So what does it mean when Jesus says that he is light? Light reveals things. Where there is light, you can see clearly. No more stumbling and no more guessing. You have the clarity. John 1:9 calls Jesus the true light that gives light to every person. To some people or every person. He reveals the truth about God. He reveals the truth about sin. He reveals the truth about you. You can't hide in his light. But you also can't heal without his light. Because light purifies. Darkness is where sin hides, where shame breeds. But light brings cleansing. 1 John 1 verse 7 says, if we walk in the light, if we what?
We walk in the light.
As he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus purifies us. Light guides us. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Come on, say that after me. Your word
is a lamp
at my feet and a light to my path. When Jesus is your light, you won't be lost. He will lead you. And light gives us life. Nothing grows in darkness. Everything alive needs light. What Jesus is saying here, that he is the source of life. He didn't say, I am the light of the righteous. He didn't say, I am the light of the Jews. He didn't say, I am the light of the church. He said, I am the light of the world. That means that his light reaches every race, every nation, every tribe, and every generation. It means that no one is too far, too dirty, too broken, or too lost. That Jesus came for the addict and the religious. He came for the prostitute and for the priest. He came for the rich and for the poor. He came for the educated and the brokenhearted. He came for me and for you. If you are breathing today, who's breathing today? Then his light is in you. Jesus said, whoever follows me, this is the condition. The promise is not for the curious. It's not for the crowd, but it's for the follower. Whoever follows me. Who's following Jesus?
Amen.
Then this is for you. To follow Jesus is to walk behind him. To follow means obedience. Convenience. It means surrender to him. Adoration of him. You don't get the benefit of light following the source of the light. You can't walk in both darkness and light. You must choose. If you walk and you don't put the light on, what happens? It remains
dark.
But if you flick the switch on, what happens? Then it becomes
light.
There's no in between on the switch, is there? On the wall. It's either dark or it's light. And this is how it needs to be in our lives. Are we going to stay in the darkness, or are we going to choose to switch on that light switch and be in the light? Because then we are no longer in the dark. That's choice that we have. Following Jesus will cost you. It will cost your pride. It will cost your comfort. But what you lose in the world, you will gain in the kingdom of God. And what Jesus gives cannot be matched. And here comes the promise. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. He didn't say that you won't face trouble. He didn't say that you won't walk through dark valleys. But he said you won't walk in the darkness. Because even when the storms of life come, you'll have light. Even when the world shakes, you will stand firm. Jesus doesn't remove all the darkness around you, but he gives you the light within you. And that light that is within you cannot be extinguished unless you choose to switch the light switch off. John 1 verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." I want to tell you, hell cannot stop the light of Jesus. Depression can't drown the light of Jesus. Addiction cannot hide the light of Jesus. Shame cannot hide and dim the light of Jesus. It can't silence the light of Jesus. Because where Jesus is, there is light. And not just any light. He said, the light of life. What did he say? That resurrection light, eternal light, healing light, guiding light. Who believes Jesus this afternoon with us? So what does that mean? That the light. That right, the light is here. And the light is calling you this afternoon. Let me just bring this to a finish. Jesus didn't say these words to entertain or impress people. He said them to call each of us out of darkness. He's not just the light back then, but he is the light right now. And he's saying to each one of us today, follow me. Step out of that shame. Step out of that confusion. And step into his grace. Step into new life in Jesus. That if you've been living in darkness, be it spiritual, emotional, moral, behavior, then the light is today. Fix yourself. You just have to come to Jesus. Be like that moth at night that goes straight for the light. You don't have to know everything. You just have to trust Jesus. So come to the light today. Say yes to Jesus. And my prayer is that every single one of you will experience the light of Jesus Christ in your life. Amen. That you will know walking in his light instead of the darkness. And it's dark out there. The world is getting darker and darker. But we can live in the light, and we can also be the light in the darkness. We can bring light. Julie, you understanding this, aren't you? Because you do that already. Yeah. You bring that light of Jesus to people. And sparkle. All of us. We can all do that. Barry. We can all do that. But it starts with a decision today. Turning on the light. afternoon. Up now, and we're going to sing the last. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand and say, yes, this afternoon I'm speaking. Amen. Good. Now walk in the light. Live in the light. Follow Jesus. Otherwise, you're just going to stumble around in confusion, in shame and guilt. Where Jesus says, that's not what I had in mind for you. That's of the light of the world. Follow me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's stand.